So our next panel topic is beyond IT security, legal and cybersecurity considerations in the OT world. And so we are going to jump right into this century with this panel with two incredibly qualified and scholarly and accomplished speakers. As Professor Klein took us from the evolution of privacy from 1861 through 2023, our next speakers will touch on the evolution of security, starting with information security, information technology, moving into operational technology, operational security, how all of these things intersect in the ecosystem of cybersecurity. So to my far left, we have a pioneer for the UT Technology Law Conference. You might think, raise your glass, please, to Bart Huffman. You might think he was one of the original founders 36 years ago, just based on his accomplishments and contributions to this valuable conference. He, however, has managed to have a very successful law practice as a partner in the Data Strategy, Security, and Privacy Group of Holland and Knight in the Houston office. Before he went to law school, he got a degree at Princeton in civil engineering and operations research, which leaves no doubt that as your attorney in this area, he is going to be one of the top. He gives practical advice with respect to privacy and data protection. He's got every certification almost imaginable from the IAPP. And he also maintains a scholarly presence in somewhat in relation to Professor Klein. He is a fellow at the Robert Strauss Center for International Security and Law, and then contributes to his alma mater as a fellow at the Center for Information Technology at Princeton. I'd like to move to my immediate left to a rock star in the world of incident response. At least that's how I use Cylent. I work with Cylent that Serge Jorgensen co-founded with a gentleman by the name of Jeff Birnbach. We have a mutual client, the Texas Association of Counties, who uses Cylent regularly. So I know that his company does far more than incident response. But today, you know, he will show you the breadth and depth of his knowledge in this very special area, and do so while providing you a very valuable overview in the world of IT security. So please join me in welcoming Bart and Serge.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that very generous introduction. Much appreciated. It is a pleasure to be here today, and as Elizabeth says, it is also a pleasure to work with Serge, and just always does a great job, super practical, super effective, and happy to have his insight here today. So I'm a tech and data lawyer, like many of you. I remember a day not so long ago when cybersecurity was kind of a fancy, you know, flirty, flimsy kind of word that, you know, people didn't really want to grab onto. We were like, no, we do data security, right? Like, so, and that's kind of how we thought about it historically. We thought about, you know, payment card data and the PCI DSS. We thought about, health protected health information and HIPAA. We thought about the safeguards rule for financial institutions, and the FTC, you know, expanded its unfairness authority into data security as well. But we were focusing on, and then there's of course all the data breach stuff and everything. We're focusing on data, personal data. But that's not exactly the limitation of the world we live in today. As we've seen more and more examples of, today's a world, of course, where we have more sophisticated technology, we have more sophisticated devices, they're all more connected, and they're all doing more things, right? And that gives rise to, of course, lots of opportunities, but also lots of potential exposure. And so protecting your data isn't necessarily what it's all about. If somebody can, you know, turn the lights off or make something awful happen with your systems or put you out of business, remotely and using cyber resources. So that's what we're here to talk about. I'll turn it over to Serge for just a minute, and then we'll get started.
Yeah, just briefly, and thank you for the introduction, but I'm not a lawyer and coming at this from a technologist standpoint, so I'm feeling a little bit outnumbered in the room, but I always appreciate the intersection between law and technology, because I think there's a critical component there where technologists can try to do things all day long. And sometimes you let engineers go and we just go off and running and come up with cool ideas and say, wow, isn't this neat?